This is the Sakar Murli of the 11th of November 2024. And the essence, sweet children, each of you must keep an eye on yourself fully. You should not do anything against the law. By disobeying Srimat, you will fall. Question. What precautions must you take in order to become a multimillionaire? Answer. Let there always be this attention. Whatever I do, others who see me will do the same. You should not have any false arrogance. You should never miss the Murli. Be careful about your thoughts, words and actions. Your eyes should not deceive you. You will then be able to accumulate an income of multi-millions. To achieve this, you must remain introverted and remember the Father, and you will then remain safe from all sinful acts. Om Shanti. The Father has explained to you, spiritual children, that when you sit here, your intellects should definitely have the thought, that one is our Baba, our teacher, and also our Satguru. You also realize that by remembering Baba, you will become pure and go to the pure land. The Father has explained that you come down from a pure land. That is called a pure land. You then go from the Satopradhan stage through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You now understand that you have fallen down, that is, you are in a brothel. Although you are at the confluence age, you understand with this knowledge that you have stepped away from this world. If you keep remembering Shiv Baba, Shivalaya, the temple of Shiva, is not far away. But if you do not remember Shiv Baba, Shivalaya is very far away. If you have to experience punishment, you then become very distant. So the Father does not give you children too much difficulty. Firstly, he repeatedly says, you have to become pure in your thoughts, words and actions. Those physical eyes can deceive you a great deal. You have to take great care with them. The Father has explained that trance is totally distinct from yoga. Yoga means remembrance. You can have remembrance even with your eyes open. Trance is not yoga. When you offer bhog, you have to go up according to the directions you are given. Maya interferes a great deal in this. Maya is such that she gets up your nose, harasses you. Just as the Father is powerful, so Maya too is very powerful. She is so powerful that she has pushed the whole world into a brothel. Therefore, you have to be very cautious. You should remember the Father accurately and with discipline. If you perform any action against the law, she makes you fall completely. You should never have any desire for trance, etc. Become totally ignorant of even the knowledge of desires. If you follow the Father's directions, all your desires will be fulfilled without your asking. If you do not follow his instructions and take a wrong path, it is then possible that instead of going to heaven, you will fall into hell. It has been remembered that an alligator swallowed an elephant. Those who used to give this knowledge to many and who used to offer bhog are not here today. because of their unlawful behaviour, they were totally influenced by Maya. Whilst becoming deities, they became devils. The Father knows that those who used to make very good efforts and who are going to become deities have become like devils and are living with devilish people. They have become traitors. Those who belong to the Father and then belong to Maya are called traitors. Each of you has to keep an eye on yourself. If you disobey Srimat, you will fall and you won't even realize it. The Father cautions you children and tells you that your behavior should not be such that you would be taken into the depths of hell. Baba explained yesterday that many brothers hold committees amongst themselves and do everything without Srimat, and thereby cause disservice. If you do something without Srimat, you continue to fall. In the beginning, Baba set up a mother's committee because the mothers have been given the urn of nectar. Salutations to the mothers has been remembered. Even if the brothers create committees, there isn't a saying, salutations to the brothers. If you do not follow Srimat, you become trapped in Maya's web. Baba had set up a committee of mothers and handed everything over to them. Generally men, not women, cause bankruptcy. Therefore the father places the urn on the mothers. On the path of this knowledge, even mothers can become bankrupt. Those who can become multi-million times fortunate can also be defeated by Maya and cause bankruptcy. Here, both men and women can become bankrupt, and they do become bankrupt. So many were defeated and left, which means that they became bankrupt. The father explains that the people of Bharat have become totally bankrupt. Maya is so powerful that people are unable to understand what they were and how they have completely fallen. Here too, whilst some of you are climbing up, you forget Srimat and then become bankrupt by following your own dictates. Those people become bankrupt, but can then rise up again after 5 to 7 years. Here you become bankrupt for 84 births. You cannot claim a high status then. You keep becoming bankrupt. If Baba had photographs, he would show you. You would say that what Baba is telling you is absolutely right. This one was a great Maharati and used to uplift many, but he is not here today. He went bankrupt. Baba repeatedly cautions you children. There is nothing to be gained by setting up your committees, etc., according to your own dictates. Then throughout the whole day, whenever you meet, you would just keep gossiping. This one used to do this, that one used to do that. Only when your intellects are in yoga with the Father will you become Satopadan. If after belonging to the Father, your yoga is not connected to him, you keep falling. Your connection breaks. You should not become afraid and question why Maya is causing you so much distress if your link breaks. You should try to forge a link with the Father again. Otherwise, how would your battery be charged? If you perform sinful acts, your battery becomes discharged. In the beginning, so many came and belonged to Baba. They joined the Bhati. But where are they today? They fell because they remembered the old world. The father says, I am now inspiring you to have unlimited disinterest. Don't allow your hearts to be attached to the old world. Let your hearts be attached to heaven. If you want to become like Lakshmi or Narayan, you have to make effort. Your intellect's yoga should be with the one father, and you should have disinterest in the old world. Remember the land of happiness and the land of peace. As you walk and move around, you should remember Baba to whatever extent possible. This is absolutely easy. You have come here in order to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. You must tell everyone that they now have to change from Tamopradhan to Satopradhan, because it is now the time for your return journey. The history and geography of the world repeat. This means that hell changes into heaven and heaven into hell. This cycle continues to turn. The father says, whilst you are sitting here, become a spinner of the discus of self-realization, Swadarshan Chakradhari. Stay in remembrance of having been around the cycle many times. You are now becoming deities once again. No one in the world understands the significance of this. Deities do not have this knowledge. They are pure anyway. They can't blow the conch shell because they don't have this knowledge. Because they are pure, there is no need to give them these symbols. The symbols are given when both are together. You are not given these symbols either, because today you are becoming deities and tomorrow you become devils. The Father makes you into deities and Maya makes you into devils. When the Father explains, you understand that your stage truly has fallen. Many unfortunate ones gave to Shiv Baba's treasure store, but they then asked for it back and became devils. This happened because of a lack of yoga. It is only by having yoga that you are able to become pure. You call out, Baba, come and change us from impure to pure so that we can go to heaven. You are on the pilgrimage of remembrance so that you can become pure and claim a high status. Even those who heard a little and then died will definitely go to Shivalaya, the temple of Shiva, no matter what status they claim. Once they have had remembrance, they will definitely go to heaven, but they cannot claim a high status. You should be happy when you hear the name of heaven. You must not be happy on failing and claiming a status worth pennies. There will definitely be the feeling that you are a servant. At the end, you will have visions of what you are going to become, and you will know what sinful acts you performed that led you to that state, and why you did not become an empress. By being cautious at every step, you can become multimillionaires. In the temples, the idols of deities are shown with the symbol of a lotus. There is a difference in the status. Even the kingdoms of today have so much splendor. Although they are only temporary, they cannot be kings for all time. So the father says, if you wish to become like Lakshmi or Narayan, the effort you make should be accordingly. How many people do you bring benefit to? For how long do you stay introverted and remember Baba? We are now to return to our sweet home. We will then go down into the land of happiness. You should churn all of this knowledge internally. The Father has both knowledge and yoga in him. You too must have both in you. You know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. Therefore, this is knowledge and also remembrance. Gyan and yoga are together. It should not be that when you sit in yoga and continue to remember Baba, this knowledge is forgotten. When the Father teaches you yoga, does he forget knowledge? All of this knowledge remains with him. You children must also have this knowledge. You have to study. When others see the actions I perform, they will do the same. If I don't study the Murli, others will not study it either. They have false arrogance, and so Maya very quickly attacks them. You must take the Father's Srimat at every step. Otherwise, there will be one or another sinful action. After making a mistake, many children don't tell the Father. They completely destroy themselves. If you are careless, Maya slaps you. She makes you worth not a penny. When you become arrogant, Maya makes you perform many sinful acts. Baba has never told the brothers to set up a committee of brothers. There should definitely be one or two sensible sisters on the committee, and with their advice the work can be carried out. The urn is given to Lakshmi. It has also been remembered that when nectar was being given, there were obstacles in the yagya. They cause many types of obstacle. They spend the whole day gossiping. That is very bad. If anything happens, you must report it to the Father. Only the one Father can reform everyone. You must not take the law into your own hands. You must stay in remembrance of the Father. Keep giving the Father's introduction to everyone, and you will then become like that. Maya is very strong. She doesn't leave anyone alone. You must always write your news to the Father. You must keep taking directions. Actually, you constantly receive directions anyway. You children think that Baba knows all the secrets inside you when he explains a particular aspect that happens to be in your mind. However, Baba says, "No, I only teach you this knowledge. There is no question of knowing the secrets inside you. Yes, I do know that you are my children. The child in each body is mine, but that doesn't mean that the Father is present inside each one." Human beings have understood everything wrongly. The Father says, "I know that you souls are seated on your thrones. This is such an easy matter. All living souls are sitting on their thrones, yet they still say that God is omnipresent. This is the main mistake. It is because of this that Bharat has fallen so much." The Father says, "You have defamed me a great deal. You have insulted the one who makes you into the masters of the world." This is why the Father says, "I come when there is defamation of religion." People abroad learn the concept of omnipresence from the people of Bharat. The people of Bharat learn skills from them, and they then learn wrong things. You have to remember the one Father alone and give everyone the Father's introduction. You are the sticks for the blind. A path is shown to others with a stick. Atcha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Every act you perform must be according to the Father's instructions. You must never disobey Srimat. Only then will all your desires be fulfilled without your asking for anything. You must not have any desire for trance or visions. Become ignorant of all desires. 2. You must not meet together and gossip. Become introverted and check yourself. For how long do I stay in remembrance of Baba? Do I churn this knowledge? Blessing. May you make donations as a great donor and a blessed soul to every soul who comes into connection or relationship with you. 1. Give whoever comes into a connection or relationship with you throughout the day a donation of one or another power, a point of this knowledge or virtue. You have the treasures of this knowledge and also the treasures of powers and virtues. So let no day pass without your giving a donation, and you would then be said to be a great donor. 2. The spiritual meaning of the word donation is cooperation. Use the atmosphere of your elevated stage and the vibrations of your attitude to give cooperation to every soul, and you will then be said to be a blessed soul. Slogan. The faces of those who are close to Bapdada and the family smile with contentment, spirituality and happiness. Om Shanti.